I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, January 8th. A Quincy man with Alzheimer's disease was found safe yesterday after being reported missing on Monday afternoon. A silver alert had been issued for 62-year-old Miguel Brito Estrada after his wife reported him missing from his home in Montclair on Monday afternoon. Estrada was found yesterday riding on the MBTA's Red Line and taken to Milton Hospital for evaluation. One person was rushed to the hospital with serious injuries after being struck by a vehicle last night in Plymouth. Troopers responded to a report of a pedestrian hit by a car on Route 3 South. In Plymouth, at about 5:30 yesterday afternoon, they found a person in critical condition. The pedestrian was transported to Plymouth Hospital with injuries that are considered to be life-threatening. Authorities say the vehicle that struck the pedestrian did remain on scene. The roadway was shut down for hours, stalling the evening commute. The cause of the crash remains under investigation by crime scene services, crash reconstruction, and detectives assigned to the Plymouth County DA's office. A passenger on a JetBlue flight opened an emergency exit door and deployed the slide while the plane was taxiing at Logan Airport last night. Witnesses said the man was arguing with his girlfriend before he opened the door at about 7:30 last night on flight 161. The Airbus A320 was headed to San Juan, Puerto Rico. There were no injuries reported, according to Massport. Spokesperson for JetBlue said the passenger opened an overwing exit for unknown reasons and remained on board the plane. State police said troopers responded to reports of a disturbance on the aircraft after it had entered the active taxiway. One person was detained. That passenger is expected to face charges and will be arraigned in East Boston District Court this morning. Their identity has not been released. Passengers on other flights said they were delayed because of the incident. State police said preliminary information indicates it was an isolated incident and there is no threat to public safety. The FAA is also investigating. Nordstrom is closing stores that anchor two Massachusetts malls, and it's been announced that another retail chain is set to replace both businesses. The Nordstrom department store at the North Shore Mall in Peabody will close on January 31st, the last day of business for the Nordstrom at the South Shore Plaza in Braintree will be March 8th. Spokesperson for Nordstrom said leases for the stores at both malls are expiring soon. The century-old department store chain made a $6.25 billion deal in December to be acquired by Nordstrom family members and a Mexican retail group. Massachusetts shoppers can find other Nordstrom stores in Boston, Burlington, Danvers, Framingham, Millbury, Natick, and Westwood. Simon, which operates both malls, said that Dick's will open stores at both locations currently occupied by Nordstrom. Dick's Sporting Goods will come to the South Shore Plaza, and a Dick's House of Sport is planned for the North Shore Mall. Both would open sometime in 2026. A Dick's House of Sport opened its first Boston location last year. Those stores are about 100,000 square feet and feature climbing walls, batting cages, and golf bays. Fueled by the highest immigration levels in decades, Massachusetts saw its largest population increase in 60 years between 2023 and 2024. And the rate of domestic out-migration has significantly slowed. It's according to U.S. Census data released last month. Between July 1, 2023 and July 1, 2024, the state's population increased 69,603 from 7,066 people to 7.1 million, an increase of just under 1%. That is the largest annual percentage increase that Massachusetts has experienced since 2012 and 2013, according to a UMass Donahue Institute analysis of the December U.S. Census population estimates. Numbers-wise, it is the largest annual population increase since the end of the baby boom in 1964. Those gains made Massachusetts the fastest-growing state in New England and the second-fastest-growing state in the Northeast after New Jersey. The largest driver was immigration, estimated at over 90,000 incoming immigrants between 2023 and 2024. The census estimates that the highest immigration level since at least 1990. Massachusetts has seen an influx of thousands of refugees and migrants seeking asylum from wars, political unrest, and environmental disasters who have sought temporary housing in the state's emergency family shelter system, straining the physical and financial limits of that system. The census data does not delineate between immigrants legally seeking asylum or refuge and those otherwise entering the country. New changes to Massachusetts tax law are taking effect in 2025, including the full realization of an expanded tax credit first signed by the governor in 2023. As part of the $1 billion tax package that Governor Healey signed into law, parents of children or caretakers for disabled adults or seniors have access to what officials called the most generous child and family tax credit in the country. The bill first increased the credit for what taxpayers could claim on their 2023 taxes from $180 to $310 for the 2024 tax year, and all others moving forward, they can now claim $440 per dependent. The law also got rid of the two-dependent cap on the credit when it was first signed. The spring, for example, a family with four dependent children could claim $1,760, up from $360 before the law was passed. Interfaith Social Services of Quincy says it provided more than 6,000 gifts for 1,000 children across the South Shore this past holiday season. A record number of families turned to Interfaith for help with gifts and food, but a record number of over 400 donors responded with donations. Interfaith Executive Director Rick Doan says their food pantry was serving over 1,600 families per month this year, compared to 1,300 last year. Interfaith operates one of the largest food pantries in the greater Boston area, along with a mental health counseling center, thrift shop, and homelessness prevention program. Throughout the year, Interfaith provides school supplies, Halloween costumes, bunny baskets, holiday gifts, and more to needy families across the South Shore. A celebration of life for the late Francis X. Bellotti will take place at the Marriott Boston in Quincy on Sunday, February 9th from noon to 4 p.m. Relatives and friends are invited to attend. Bellotti, at age 101, the former Attorney General and Lieutenant Governor of Massachusetts from Hingham, formerly of Quincy, died peacefully on December 17th in his home, surrounded by his family. A check of business news. Stocks are down. The Dow dropped 178 points yesterday. The NASDAQ lost 375, and the S&P fell 66. Asian markets also lower after shares slumped on Wall Street, despite better-than-expected reports on the U.S. jobs market and business activity. The euro was up and oil at $74 a barrel. In sports, Celtics beat the Nuggets in Denver 118-106, and they'll take on Sacramento at the Garden Friday night at 7:30. The Oilers shut out the Bruins in Boston last night 4-0. The Bees will be in Tampa Bay against the Lightning tomorrow night at 7. The forecast from the National Weather Service: another partly cloudy, windy, cold day today with highs in the mid-20s. For tonight, partly cloudy, windy, a low of 18. Tomorrow, more of the same, partly cloudy, windy, at a high 29. Friday, a little better, sunny with a high of 37 degrees. And forecast for Saturday right now, cloudy, chance of a little light snow, at a high 33. Well, the boater waves about 2 feet, that west wind, 20 to 25, gusting to 30 A high tide 6:16 p.m. Sunrise 7:12, sets at 4:29. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, January 8th.